Today seems like the perfect day to discover a new you. Life is about the journey, the adventure, the crazy ride of it all. Live your desires and create your own destiny. Why not start your journey with me today?
Hi, Dro.
What's up, Dro?
Hey, Dro.
Hi, Dro.
What's happening, Dro?
Hi, Dro.
Hey, what's up,
Dro?
What up,
Dro?
Hi guys, we are back. So I know I missed last week, but I truly had to delay the episode until now. I felt so drained. I took like 4 flights in a matter of 4 days, which I've done before, but I had no time to sit and get my episode together or record what I really wanted to even talk about. So I was just like, let me delay it instead of trying to force something and just throw something together that would be complete bullshit. So I went to the first week of Coachella, and it was such a vibe. It was like 2 weekends ago, I believe. I flew out to Palm Springs 2 weekends ago, I guess, Friday morning, on the first flight out from Atlanta. And I did have a layover in Dallas, but it was only for like maybe 15 minutes. And when I landed in Dallas, all the people going to Palm Springs had on like cowboy hats and boots. I was looking like, did I miss the memo? And I guess I did, because when I was in Palm Springs, that was like the attire for Coachella. So when I got to Palm Springs, I was in a jogging suit, and I went to the bathroom immediately and had to take that hoodie off because it was so hot. But guys, I travel a lot, and I have never been to an airport that is outside, like birds just flying around you right when you get there and getting on and off the plane outside. It was such a cute vibe. So I did go to Coachella last year, but I flew into LA and drove to Palm Springs with a few people. But I knew this time I was just going to fly right into Palm Springs because I didn't want to worry about the headache of driving down to Palm Springs. So I went to the Airbnb with a friend. I was going to stay with my friend, and she was like, basically, we are going to be in a house full of industry people, and that was fine with me. I'm a people's person, so I usually get along with people very well. So I had to Uber to the house, and it was in Yucca Valley, which was like 45 to 50 minutes away from the airport, and it was the real desert. When I pulled up in my Uber, I was like, hold up, do not let me out, because the house literally was in the middle of nowhere and looked like it was out of a scary movie or something like that. But then I saw Lauren appear, and I was like, okay, whew, you know, sigh of relief. I was like, Lauren, girl, where do you have me at? This is crazy. But okay, I went in the house and met some people, and they were really cool. It was good energy. Then we all got dressed and went to Kendall Jenner's 818 tequila pop-up, and it was so cute. She had saloons everywhere, and they gave away so much free stuff. My favorite thing she gave away was my 818 hat. It's like green, and it's just so cute. I actually got a couple and gave them to some friends and my sister, and they had special drinks with tequila and like hard seltzers. I took some amazing random pic, and I got like a little tipsy and just wandered around with this girl Harriet, who I met through Lauren. Harriet was from London, and she was such a cool person with a nice vibe about her. I also met a guy named Tony. Shout out to Tony. He owns a restaurant in Palm Springs. I'm gonna post the video of us on my Instagram so you guys can see the restaurant and, you know, just give Tony his shout out. And he was from Chicago. I always love running into people from my hometown because Chicago is just Chicago, and to grow up there, you know what I mean. So we have to support our fellow Chicagoans. It's like he was my long lost cousin or something. So that night when we went to something called Geo Jam, it was very fun. I met these guys. They had some weed stands. One was called like Treps or Terps, something like that, and the other was Candies. But I kind of ended up staying with them and partying with them all night. They were so cool. But at some point, it was so cold outside, I could barely take it. So the guy at the booth for the candies, he gave me a hoodie, and we vibed out, but I was still freezing. I told myself, like, for tomorrow, I'm definitely bringing jogging pants with me. So the next day, we actually went to Coachella, and I saw Blast and Grimes, and I saw a lot of people. A major one was Ice Spice. I wasn't sure what to expect from Ice Spice, but I feel like she did her thing. And I felt so bad for Grimes because her BPM kept messing up. And I'm not even really sure what that is, but it was throwing her off. But I still felt like she had everybody turned up. After Coachella, we went to Neon Festival, and that was like an invite-only type thing. But it was so many people in there, and I saw so many celebrities. The highlight for me was being in VIP near Jeff Bezos and Paris Hilton. Paris is so nice and down to earth. I just love her. Oh my God. Like, not in like an over fangirl way, but just like, I used to laugh so hard at her and Nicole Richie's show they had together. So it was just like, that was epic to me. And I thought I would be warmer that night because I had on jogging pants and a crew neck and a blazer under the crew neck with socks and my Golden Goose sneakers on. But baby, no, I was still freezing my ass off. I could barely think straight. The desert is way too cold at night, and it was people out there half naked, and I was just looking at them like, how are y'all out here like this? Like, y'all are legit crazy as fuck. Oh, and I also ran into DB. He's an amazing producer that I shortly had the pleasure of being around and working with through Kearney, rest his soul, a great friend and someone I consider was a mentor. I stayed with DB damn near the whole night. I didn't get into the Airbnb until like 6 a.m. and my flight was at 11 a.m. I took like an hour and a half nap, woke up to pack and wash up, then leave. But it was just so much going on and no Ubers would come to me. So long story short, I had to change my flight. But it was okay because everything is God's plan and I still made it to Chicago to see my mom. Oh, and the best performance hands down was Doja Cat. I really feel like Doja is gonna be like just a top icon. She gives me, when she performs, a mix between Lady Gaga and Beyonce. Like, she gives a whole storyline when performing, and she be dancing her ass off, and her breath control is crazy. I just really love Doja Cat, so I might be a little biased, but I think she did the best. So Chicago was cute for my short little time there, and I'm so happy it was warm. One thing about Chicago that I love is when it gets nighttime out there in like the spring, summer, it is warm at night too. Like, out here in Georgia, it gets chilly. In Chicago, you walk outside at night and it's still warm. I just love that. Every time I go back home, I miss it so much. Like, I truly love my home. I love Chicago so bad. Everybody's always like, you wouldn't move back there though. And I'm like, yes, I would. I'm such a city girl. It makes no sense. I left Chicago for other reasons, not because I was tired of it or hated it in any way. I love home and I'm definitely going to move back, but just not yet. I have to explore just a little more in life. My next place will most likely not even be in the US, but I am a city girl. And when I say I'm a city girl, not like outside turning up city girl, like an actual living in the city, like love the vibe of the city girl. But enough of all that, because I just gave you guys a major recap. I need to get into this episode because, like I always say, what I really feel at this moment is life and I don't know about you guys, but I know for me, a person who self-motivates and a person who always just encourages myself, I have so many moments where I'm doubtful. I just don't show it. I feel like I don't like to tell people my problems, so I hold everything I really feel inside, but I'm so emotional that probably isn't the best thing for me. But that's just me, and I don't think that's ever gonna change. The only person I share how I feel with is God. But at this time of the year, I feel like I get a spring blues. It's like the second quarter of the year where I'm looking at the year like, what have I been doing? And am I accomplishing anything? And just being really hard on myself. It's like the weather is breaking. So it's not all those cold days anymore. I can actually be outside, but when I'm outside, and when I say that, I mean like out to eat or going for hookah or drinks, I just be thinking like, what am I really doing in life? I start to think so hard on everything I want to do and goals that I set for the year, but not realizing that I'm on God's timing and I have to be patient with myself. But at the same time, I get those spring blues, like maybe I need to do some spring cleaning or just clean my energy. I had someone tell me the other day, like, like, Dro, since Ramadan has been over, your eyes just look so much more clear. And I was just thinking, like, do they really? Because you do not know the emotional state I've been in. Some days I wake up and I feel on top of the world, like life is perfect and I'm exactly where I'm destined to be. And other days I wake up feeling like the world just fell on top of me and like, what am I really doing? I think it's crazy how others can see your strength and worthiness more than you can see it in yourself sometimes. I'm trying to snap out of my spring blues. So I'm going to tell you guys some things I do to snap out of the spring blues, because I'm not sure why, but I feel like I get this feeling every year around the same time, which I really need to get together because I can't be repeating the same cycles every year. But one major thing that kind of settles me and gets my mind back right is meditation. I have not been meditating at all. Like, I have not just taken moments to be with self lately. And I feel like I've had so much happening and I've been traveling around so much that I do need to just take at least 15 minutes out of my whole day to just sit with myself and really connect with me and just overall get my thoughts in order. Because even if it's the first 15 minutes of my day after I brush my teeth and pray, it will help me reflect on the day before or just calm me and center me for the day ahead of me, instead of just waking up and just going and then having a little chaotic day. The other day when I woke up, and out of all the days that I have been feeling stressed and just disconnected from the world, I actually felt just free, alive, and grateful. And I'm not sure why. I woke up, made my bed, straightened my room, washed up, brushed my teeth. Then I went to make some pancakes, an over medium egg, and a mimosa. I make everything and I look for syrup for my pancakes and I couldn't find any. And usually, I'm not gonna lie, that would have overblew me. I instantly went into a mode of calmness and just thinking, okay, what's another option or something else I can put on my pancakes? So I put some butter and honey, and I've never in my life did that. But when I say it was so good, and I wasn't even thinking about not having syrup after that. That's how I want all my days to be like. When something happens that is just about to overblow me, I go into a state of calmness and don't even react. That's why I really have to get back into meditation, because I feel like when I'm grounded and I meditate daily, I don't react as much or even let things bother me really. Another thing I do is I'll just walk outside for like 15 to 20 minutes and literally just walk, but like without shoes. So I walk in the grass and on the sidewalk, but I personally just like to be grounded and in tune with the earth. My mother always let us be barefoot outside because it is really good for you. After I'll do that, I really feel more in tune with myself and not doubtful in a way. Like, I'll feel motivated to accomplish something. And I truthfully don't even know how to describe the feeling, but to me, I feel more with self. And I feel like in a world where nobody really knows themselves or are trying to be something they see online, it's good to just have that sense of self, that sense of just really connecting with your inner self. I think that's a major thing that brings on my spring blues every year. The being on social media and seeing what others portray, even if it's false, it makes me question myself and my thoughts and my goals, and if I'm even doing enough or if I'm enough in general. So meditating and grounding brings me back to me, to think and act for myself only, and to only care about what I think of me or what I feel is right for me to be doing. Then it's like the spring blues was never there. And another major key to getting rid of your spring blues is to pray. Really ask God questions, and I promise He will answer. Like, really surrender and just cry and ask God to prepare you for what you're asking for, and ask Him to make you ready to receive it when it comes. I literally said to my friend the other day, like, OMG, I have to pay $700 for something and I do not want to do that. Like, $500 is cool, but $700 is crazy. I was like, I'm not even dating anybody right now to ask a guy. I know that sounds wild, but if my man can't help me invest in me, then why is that my man? But I told her, like, you know what? I know exactly who I'm gonna ask. And she was like, who? And I was like, I'm gonna ask God. And guys, I kid you not, someone offered me $300 within that hour. And I was like, OMG, thank you. Just give me $200. And it came out of nowhere. But that power of believing and not being negative is so crazy. Another thing that helps me get out of my spring blues is listening to motivational speeches or even podcasts that just inspire me. I even have two episodes of mine that I go back to and listen to. I'm gonna see if you guys can guess them and I'll tell you guys next week. But like I said earlier, I be motivated motivating myself. But not everyone can do that because it truly is so hard to pick yourself up. I feel like it's hard because you be thinking of what you're going through the whole time, trying to be optimistic, like pulling your mind in two different directions. It makes you feel a little loony. But trust me, you're not. I feel as though I should have started reading this new book and I haven't. And me and my friend Rachel were supposed to start April 1st. We are doing terrible because we haven't started at all, which is sad. But I plan to start today, I promise you guys. I do want to say at least one podcast I listen to motivate me, and that's Jay Shetty. I truly love Jay Shetty's podcast. He's so motivating. Like, even the people he brings on to talk, I think one of my favorite guests on his podcast was Big Sean. And it's kind of shocking because I didn't know Big Sean would, I don't know, intrigue me so much. But he said something that ever since I watched it, and I watched that maybe a year ago. I don't know if it was a year and a half ago. But the interview I watched with him, he said something like, when he prays, he asks God for what he wants and more, because sometimes we don't see what God has for us and we'll be just praying for one specific thing, but God has so much more planned for us. So he asks for everything and more, and what God has planned for us. I just think that's so beautiful. I remember someone told me one time, I went to a suit and tie place with my cousin's son, and I was like helping him pick out a suit and tie for a job interview. And I was just like directing everything. Like, I went in there, I was like, that goes with that, that goes with that, go try that on, that'll look good on you, those shoes. And the guy who worked there was like, do you like do this? Like, is this your job? I'm like, no. He's like, you should be like a stylist or something. I'm like, nah, that's not what I want to do in life, but I know how to put some stuff together for people. And he was just like, you have a light around you. And I think he called me one day after that, because I don't know how we exchanged numbers. We exchanged numbers somehow, and it wasn't like on some creepy stuff. But he called me one day, and he just was like, I feel destined to tell you this. And I'm not gonna lie, he said some deep things, and he was just like, but keep going. I see great things for you. And I was just like, thank you. And I've never talked to that man again, but I swear he did not try to push up on me or nothing. He just gave me like really encouraging words and just told me things to like pray for and be mindful of, and just like to get me on track. But yeah, I don't know, that was so random, it just came to my mind. And I wrote the stuff down, but I don't even know where I wrote the stuff. I would have to I have so many notebooks and like little notepads that I write in. I would have to look and see where that is. I'm gonna actually look after this, because I do want to see what he was telling me, because he was telling me a lot. But also, it was a full moon yesterday, and the energy of the full moon is very strong the day before and the day after. So today is the day after a full moon. So be positive and manifest like crazy. Let's get out of these spring blues and get back to reality and knowing we are main characters and we can do whatever we desire in this life. It's so many people and things trying to stop us from being our best selves, but we are stronger than all of that, and we can literally do whatever we want. We have one life to live, and yes, life be lifing, but we can turn that into whatever destiny we want. I wanted to end this with a super inspirational quote to inspire everyone to be out of their spring blues. But I heard this girl say something on this new show I'm watching. It's called Big Mood. It's on Tubi. It's actually really good. I don't know if you guys have seen Bridgerton, but if you have, it's the main character is the girl who plays, I think her name is like Penelope in Bridgerton. Featherington, she's Eloise's best friend. She's the, what's the lady's name? Miss Whistledown or something like that. The lady who's gossiping. She's her. But she's the main character in it. And it's such a dope show. It's about a girl who's like turning 30 and she has bipolar disorder. And it's just like her off her meds, her on her meds. And it's based in London. So I think it's dope. But her best friend said to her on the show, some women spend their 20s starting a family and some women spend their 20s doing ketamine, and both are valid choices. And yes, guys, both are valid choices. I'm not promoting drugs in any way. I'm just saying, whatever you choose to do in your life is what you choose to do. Just be your best at it. Whatever you do, be your best and do it happily. Love and live life, because at the end of the day is going to end. And that is a fact. So thank you for spending this time listening to me. Let's get back on track and focus on what we want and not what the world wants for us. Let's knock away those spring blues. April showers bring May flowers. So let's get ready to blossom and attract everything to us we desire and dream of. So as we started with Hydro, bye, Dro. Bye, guys.